The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, marks and shaggers, this is Snapdragon Duplex for 90, episode 96. I'm Randy Phil. I've got Monkey Man Mikey Mac. I've got Dave Nitro. A full show. We might hit 100 soon. Could
nice.
Happen.
I have an idea.
Maybe this year.
Why don't we do it on WrestleMania on 420 on Easter Sunday?
Because you fucking we can't cram that much wrestling between now and when April 20th.
How many podcasts? Three, and then it's
another 100.
Well, we could do an elimination chamber one in between.
Aye,
and then what else is there?
Fucking.
Probably
if I have to do a one man show, I'll get to do an extra one just so we get 100 in time.
Ah well, so we've had the Royal Rumble then.
Aye. The Royal Rumble, yeah,
loved it.
Don't think anybody called Jey Uso like ever.
No, that Jey was Uso. Like the first. Was that the first surprise Rumble winner in years? Like the complete
I
surprise?
Think so, aye,
100%.
Like Nakamura, I didn't expect him a few years back. That's probably the last surprise I had.
I should think you're right.
Vince McMahon was my last big one.
Yeah, I think it's the first time. Yeah, you know what, Nakamura's a good shout, really. But I think with the Nakamura thing is that you could at least see him as a... I know he's called main event Jey Uso, but...
The spoiler was there and missed out on it.
It's hard to go over a tag team partner.
He needs to change his name now to like WrestleMania main event Jey Uso.
To go over a tag team partner, but until you're a tag team, so you never get a... You never feel like a main eventer when you've had a tag team partner, especially with your brother.
I know. It's just,
why is fucking that? Bret Hart made it. Shawn Michaels made it. Triple H made it. Hey, your theory's shite, right?
Especially
John Moxley was part of a three-man tag team and he made it.
No, a proper tag team, but I'm talking a proper tag team.
Yeah, as like people who've been like multiple tag team champs over like a decade.
With one guy.
Like Bubba Ray. I mean, like obviously Jeff Hardy done it, right? But I still
there you go,
never
Jeff
saw...
Hardy done it. Jeff Hardy fucking done it. Edge done it.
They were special.
See all these cunts that do tag teams.
We don't believe in them. We don't believe in them the same when they're.
I never believed in Edge. Edge was a.
What if AEW just pushed Matt Jackson all of a sudden as a main eventer? You'd be like, no, he's not. He's just as good as Nick.
There's some groups that just doesn't work.
See, Mikey kind of gets it. Andy's just shitting on it.
They tried it with Jungle Boy, fucking Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, and they've pushed him off. I'm like, nah, he's still a bitch.
Jungle Boy? You mean Jack Perry?
Oh, Jack Perry, mate, sorry.
The scapegoat.
Who's Edge? Exactly. Do you mean Cope?
Oh, sorry, Cope.
Rated R superstar, Cope.
Copecution.
Copecution.
Like I don't.
Copecution.
I hate Cope.
I like hanging about with Jay White. Cope and Jay White has been good. I like that.
That's weird. That's a mixed match. That's like, why did that happen?
Oh, because they're my favourites. Obviously, Tony can listen to the podcast. Why don't you?
Let's do it for Nitro. Let's do it for Dave Nitro.
You know Tony can listen to the podcast, and if he doesn't, somebody does. He's like, they're my boys off at Edge.
It's probably Luther. We got Luther back as well.
Get Luther back. Oh, that was all us.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
All right then.
Should we talk about the Royal Rumble, or should we just crack on with like Luther and Cope and all that?
We've done it, mate. Jey Uso won.
That's it over. Fucking 5 hours done.
Well,
or whatever it was.
I've got a couple of things to hit to see if you've noticed it as well. When CM Punk done his entrance and they hit like the build and they got to the ring and got in the ring,
yeah.
And then Seth Rollins' music just instantly played before he even got anything in,
yeah.
Because that was playing out like Seth Rollins was just constantly interrupting him like fucking months before it. That popped me. I was howling.
What have I got for that? So fuck it. We'll talk about the men's one because we're on the men's one. So I actually took notes for the first time.
Are we going to waste time today? We're going to go to the women's.
The women's one was good, I thought.
It was, to be fair, it was. Right, sorry, as you were.
Right, absolutely outrageous from you there, Andy. the big
right,
fuck up at the start.
Just wait. I've got some lines.
Got lines.
Oh. Like some stuff is going to need to get cut. I'm just going to judge it off your reactions and
cutting
see how it
lines.
Goes.
Are you saying? Right. Okay. The start of this massive fuck up. Penta fucking went out at the very, 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 very start of the Royal Rumble. and they just pretended it didn't happen.
Aye.
Both his feet hit. They fucking hit. It's like, right. I watched it.
I'm sure, mate, they do this all the time. They pretended Chris Benoit didn't win the Royal Rumble as well.
Oh my God.
It's just blank that God,
you went there already.
this is a cut episode, right?
Right. This is more of a 2005 fuck up than a 2004 commit.
WWE do just like
crimes.
They alter the history of the Royal Rumble and look, Penta is the Iron Man of this Rumble.
Aye.
Do you know what's weird? Do you think they'll ever bring up the Vince McMahon winning the Royal Rumble now after all his stuff?
Well,
mate, no idea.
They have to.
Because they don't bring up Chris Benoit. I know it's not the same thing, but like I just feel like I think they'll just gloss over it now, and it would never really get brought up.
I know, but Benoit done what he done was a lot worse.
It never really got brought up before Vince McMahon winning the Royal Rumble.
I did every year. No, fuck
I know,
you.
I did.
Every year,
maybe,
every year
maybe
they do
it
that
is,
big fucking
it.
Big video package thing. They always show
who
Vince McMahon.
That? But like right
me,
before they show all the.
I watched that.
Fucking,
well, and like and
make a wish children, the show the witch make a wish children, then they throw in this
he
package. I'm already gone, mate. I've got the chicken nuggets in the air fryer.
I only
main event starting.
I only find it hard to watch because I've come so hard my glasses have fallen off my face.
No.
I love all the fucking the stupid stats and all that. And only 4 superstars have won from 23. And I'm like, yeah, fucking right. Make it 5, baby. Like, I love it. I fucking love it.
See, I agree with you. I like it. I like the stats.
Because it's... Oh, talking of the stats, right? Did you like the running bar? The kind of fucking information bar at the bottom?
I thought it was cool.
I liked that. Kept me entertained because I get distracted easy.
Me too. I have realised that I'm not a smart man and I have no attention span. And from speaking to you guys for many moons now on the topic of wrestling, I could probably... categorically say you're the same. You're both dumb as me. And fucking great. You can keep track. Like, who's actually all in this? Do you know what's going to be shit for though? You see if they ever
see a surprise elimination, like somebody's pretending they're eliminated.
Yes, exactly.
That's
what I was
saying.
Aye,
fuck myself for that thing.
Aye,
it'd be shit for that. Someone slips under the ropes and hides, like the Miro in 2015 thing.
It would be good if maybe like they got to the final four, nobody else was coming out, all the numbers are called, they're down to the final four or something, then they just remove it.
Yeah.
And then you kind of forget about it for a bit, and then half an hour later somebody shows up.
Yeah.
Aye.
Half an hour in the final four.
I liked the end for this Rumble. It was like, six, a kind of final six.
Yeah.
They all had the face-off.
The end was excellent.
It was,
Sorry, so yeah, the Penta thing, he definitely went out, but yeah, they've done the Iron Man thing. Do you think this was the most stacked Royal Rumble ever in terms of talent? There was no the only waste or like the only dafty they had in it was that Speed guy, and that was funny.
Yeah,
oh, that was Bob
amazing.
Baker. Bob
well,
Baker
fucking
killed
what they
that
originally
guy.
Wanted to do.
What was that?
Well, Vince McMahon phoned up and he says he's looking for a special entrance for this men's Royal Rumble. You can get Bonnie Blue in, but all other 29 guys need to be in there before she comes out. And then they just hung up the phone on him like, no, Vince. Block, new number, who's this? But,
like,
no,
is this the second winner we don't speak of?
Drew him. M. McMahon. V. McMahon. Vinnie Mac.
VKM.
That's it, VKM. Virgil.
Virgil Kennedy McMahon.
Nah, I liked the Rumble. See, like the people they had in it, it was all like relevant cunts.
Did you not
know say? But that's like years before when you did get loads of surprises. It was usually because injuries and that. But this roster's so stacked now. You're like,
I know.
I'm not going to get a surprise. I want a surprise.
But
Joe
Henry
popped me.
It was like people in it who aren't normally in Rumbles because they're usually in the fucking main event. You had like Roman Reigns. You had fucking.
Aye.
Well, CM Punk and John Cena in the same Royal Rumble. Crazy. Fucking everyone,
Logan
man.
Logan Paul.
I mean, fuck it. He falls under the same category. He's a star.
Prime Hydration.
Prime Energy. Then Speed. Do you think Braun Breaker's the new Brock Lesnar then? Do you think that cemented him?
Nah, I don't think he'll do anything like that.
No?
No, because did he not do the same stuff as Vince?
I didn't mean like that, mate.
Just keep Gamey's own locker room. Aye, Gamey's own locker room just in case. No.
Oh, Christ.
Aye, I like Brum Breaker. He's, aye, that spear was fucking amazing.
Did you hear what he was getting called on Twitter?
What?
Oh, it was showing the video of the spear and then it would flag up.
Whoa, that's getting edited.
That has to get cut.
We can beep it.
I'm just reporting the news.
Just telling you what you've seen.
We need to be able to talk about this, right? I'm taking on Cody Rhodes here.
What are you going to do? Cancel?
Needs to break down these barriers. Exactly.
We can't be cancelled.
These barriers. If something's funny, it's funny.
It is funny.
It doesn't matter. So like. The spear we're talking about, is that the one in that, what's his name? Carmelo Hayes, is that the one we're talking about?
Where he was I'm talking about the ISO speed when he rattled the ropes. Yeah.
The one he done on Roman Reigns was fucking brilliant, I know.
I can't even remember.
If you can't remember it, go back and watch it, because he fucking snapped the cunt in half.
Did he?
What else was cool? Right, oh fuck, do you remember Chad Gable fucking German suplexing Otis? And like shoot lifting the cunt over his head. Unbelievable.
He is just fucking strong as fucking, eh?
He's a wee strong boy. He's a wee strong boy.
So am I.
Jinky's bringing Aleister Black or Malakai Black back with him. The rumour with him going to train at the dojo.
Who's this? Chad Gable?
Chad Gable. He's away to train at some dojo of black arts to overcome his lucha problem.
You say bringing him back
as if like he's got him in a suitcase and he's bringing
I think that's the name of Malakai Black's wrestling schools, like the
dojo.
Dark Arts Wrestling or something.
Right. I don't have a clue about wrestling schools. So I like you're saying the dojo, I don't know what that is. What is that?
The wrestling school.
It's just a place.
Malakai Black's got his own school with Selena Vega. They've got their own school. With the train.
It's called like Dark Arts something.
Trains there,
Well, he says, I'm going to go uncover this Dark Arts of Lucha. Just because he says like the name of the wrestling school when he was fucking off.
It'd be funny if they went there.
This is the missing link.
Sorry, when you go.
No, I was just going to say,
it'd be funny if they went there and it turned out he was the guy that trained like all Undertaker's druids. So there'd be guys that used to follow him out like... Malakai Black just
then I fucking want my money back.
Exactly.
My money back.
No, but he just gave them my drugs and turned them into Undertaker slaves.
Undertaker sex slaves.
Paul Bearer sex slave probably. He's dead. I forgot
yes!
he was dead. I done a Mikey with Judy Bagwell and forgot somebody was dead again.
I actually forgot she died again.
I know you always say it.
I almost forget she's dead. Poor Judy, RIP Judy.
Never meet Buff Bagwell.
How's your mother? You just keep killing her.
Poor Judy keeps dying on this show. If Buff Bagwell ever meets me, he's going to kick my fucking head about it.
Did you hear about the reboot on Buff Bagwell?
Is he dead?
No.
Fucking hell. What was the rib they done in Buff Bagwell?
I can't remember it too well, but it was like when he was at WWF or something and somebody just phoned him up and like, don't bring your gear in, you're not doing anything tonight. And he rocked up there and Vince was like, what the fuck are you doing? Where's your gear? You gave me the night off.
Always take your gear.
But I think he just stayed home. Somebody just phoned him up and went, you're not doing anything tonight. But I think it was just a prank. I'm sure it was a prankster. And that's how he got fucked by WWE. Because Vince thinks he no-showed.
You're always meant to take your gear no matter what.
What a prank, by the way. They got him sacked.
Mate, that's how they done things, right? That's how they do things back in the day.
But you're told to always bring your gear, but so even if he was told he wasn't in the show, he still should with his gear in case he wasn't on the show. Do you know what I mean?
Nah,
in case somebody needs him.
He's tough and he's got the stuff. He does what he wants.
He probably took his gear anyway and done it in the bathroom.
I'm like, I can't keep cutting lines from the show. The only other spot I've got for the whole thing, I don't know if, do you remember when Jacob Fatu got eliminated and he went fucking bananas outside the ring?
He picked up
one of the announcer's chairs, and they've got like a fucking office chair, and he launched it at the ring. But like he launched it at the ring and it like bounced off the ropes and that. And I was like, I wonder if he'd just kind of done that on the fly and shouldn't have done that. Because it looked really dangerous when he done it. I was like, oh, that's like, that's, you'll be getting in trouble for that one. It'll be like fucking.
What is he definitely went off script.
Is he a werewolf? What's he, a Wolverine? No, well, he's definitely not a Wolverine. What is he? He's a...
He's not the lone wolf, is he? He's not that.
That's Baron Corbin. And we don't talk about Wolverine. He was the 2004 Royal Rumble winner. And then, is he the werewolf? Nah. Is he the Samoan werewolf?
Maybe.
The wolf, the Gladiators.
Yeah, Wolfie, that's him. He's Wolfie from Gladiators. The Samoan Wolfie from Gladiators. But that's all the spots I've got. So, I mean, like, overall, I thought it was a great Royal Rumble. I think they kind of fucked up the end a wee bit. I think they should have had CM Punk and John Cena at the end, and CM Punk should have thrown John Cena out.
Oh my God.
Should have CM Punk.
Oh my God.
Cody Rhodes.
Just go suck CM Punk's dick, man. It should have been CM.
I've done it for you, Punk.
Jey Uso's the man. Jey Uso won and he's the man, and I hope he wins the title, and I hope Punk never wins it. Logan Paul threw him out and I loved it.
CM Punk will just come out with his AEW one and be like, I've still got this belt.
Oh, so he has. Somebody needs to get that off him.
I've still got this, man.
Do you remember when...
Send Samoa Joe around.
Did anyone else shit themselves when he like hit the floor on his feet? And I went like, he's broke his fucking foot again. Instantly he broke his foot. Weak body, weak mind, weak fucking whatever it is.
Erections.
Did you see John Moxley? By the way, sorry, just because we're talking, I was talking to a John Moxley thing there. Did you see a fan went up to John Moxley and he had like a Shield, a three toy set, like box set of the three toys?
And he already had
it signed by Roman and he had it signed by Seth Rollins and he took it to John Moxley and John Moxley signed it as Dean Ambrose.
That's cool.
That's cool, isn't it?
Aye.
I would have said no.
Although it's fucking worthless now. Who the fuck's that jobber?
That's quite cool.
But it is cool. Yeah.
Did you see Moxley when he was doing the interview? But it wasn't an interview. It was like Renee was in, like standing talking to him, and it looked like he was like he abused his wife. He was just shouting at her, and she was just standing there. And like you could even tell, even Claudio was just feeling awkward. Like, I came round to go out for a pint, John, and you've just set off on the wife about what's happening at work. Can we just go chill? We're in the gym, we're chilled out. And Moxley's just like, oh, this AEW. And she's like, Mox, we're in the house.
The kids are here, man.
I know. Chill. At least he's not drinking.
At least he's not drinking, that's for sure.
That's just funny as fuck with Claudio just standing there awkwardly, like, mate, you asked me to come over and you're starting this shit again. Fuck's sake. I'm Swiss, mate. I'm neutral. You're the champ. He's the champ.
That was good. That's the best joke of the show.
This is, you've got to come here for your geopolitics, guys. That's what we do in this show. That's what we're about.
That was better than my joke.
Geopolitics. What was your joke over here?
The one that would get beeped out. It was probably about 30 seconds of beeping or something. It was disgusting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was in episode 69, if you want to go back. I know that for a fact.
Oh, but... Well, is Jey Uso going to beat Gunther?
Yes.
And... right, because you say I'll say no.
Yes. I think he is, but I think the only way the... I saw someone online basically say that Gunther's gimmick is just that he's fucking amazing, but he's really, really consistent. He just does the same shit all the time.
He's consistently amazing.
Consistently amazing. But, like, he's just so good at it that you can't beat him. But it's like, so, like, it's the whole thing of, like, if you can come up with a tactic that beats that. So I don't know if they're going to be able to sell that.
Distract him
as the story.
And he's like, whoa.
Distract him, I eat. Yeah. I fucking
ruffle his hair and then while he's combing it back into place,
I won't be disappointed if Jey Uso wins. I would like him to win, but I think Gunther will just win it. See, because Jey was such a surprise winner for the Rumble, like, won it, but he didn't win main event.
I know, but then what's the point of a surprise winner?
Didn't win Mania.
Do a surprise winner just to have him get beat, and it's like, well, that's what happens.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was Shinsuke Nakamura, wasn't it? They done that. Shinsuke Nakamura, you fucking dobo.
Oh, right. I've got a good story. Do you want a story? Do you want a story?
We always want a story.
So I was sitting watching the Rumble and we had done a sweepstake at training. So I had two numbers. Well done. So I had two numbers. And I can't remember what the numbers were, but I decided I wasn't going to. I didn't want to. I kept saying that if I get CM Punk, I was going to give it to somebody else. I didn't want CM Punk. I would rather lose the money than get CM Punk. So I said, right, my dog's going to win a number. So I'm sitting with my dog, and the next minute the music's playing, and I'm like, who is that? And the next minute, my dog looks at me, and I look back, and that's exactly who it is. And my dog, it was like Shinsuke Nakamura, you fucking dobo.
Right, should we move on to the women's one then quickly?
Yes, but I've not got any notes, but there was a lot more entrants that popped me in this one.
Yeah,
like I wasn't
same.
Expecting.
I've got some notes, but they're all stuck together.
Oh, no.
That's worse than that talking about it.
Why are they stuck together, David?
I don't know. I think it's
You dirty man. This is why we call you dirty.
Wait, it doesn't taste like...
The slob, Dave Nitro.
Doesn't taste like glycerin.
But it smells like bleach. I don't know why.
That's been cleaning this table.
So I do have some notes. I'll just batter through them. The thing is, when I wrote these notes while I was doing it, I didn't put any fucking timestamps or anything on it. So I just wrote shit down. Jordynne Grace.
I liked it and enjoyed it, right? Yeah. And then up until Charlotte Flair winning, then instantly I was just like, ugh.
I was the same.
Same.
Just ruined the rest of it. So I remember like a lot of entrants popped me. There was some cool stuff like that bird's top coming undone.
Brother.
But then when Charlotte Flair won, I was just like, fuck. And then I just kind of lost interest and I forgot a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was glad I wrote notes because that's exactly how I felt as well. Where I went like, oh, cool, I'll never watch that again. But like, so that Jordynne Grace, who, by the way, have you seen the fucking Roydy Magoo on her, by the way? She's roided up to the max. She's massive. Aye. But she used to be just kind of like normal looking.
I've seen like the comparison for like 8 years ago or something, maybe.
Before and after, and she's just like looked like kind of like a normal lassie. And now, I mean, like, she's got a great look.
Yeah,
beautiful girl.
A beautiful woman.
Beautiful girl.
A beautiful woman, brother. And Jordynne Grace. So I wrote the Death Valley Driver she done in Piper Niven was amazing, but then she done it so hard, right? Well, pun intended. She done it so hard that she like bounced up and almost fucking flew through the ropes herself. Do you remember it? She had done like a Death Valley Driver and then kind of popped up onto her feet and had so much momentum off of this, she almost fucking cunted it. It was great. And then
imagine that's how she got eliminated, done herself.
That's what I was thinking. When I saw it, I was like, if she goes over the top, I would piss myself laughing. Yeah. Alexa Bliss coming back, that pop was probably the best pop of the night. Pop.
Aye. The commentators were having that dig at online people saying, oh, she's not signed. She's asking for too much. Here she is.
Yeah, I like that. She wasn't even supposed to be here. I was like, oh, you smelly marks. Yes, she was. right, okay, yeah, this makes sense to me now. I was reading my notes and going, what fucking idiot wrote that? So that's
somebody's breaking into your house as well, just writing notes. Somebody's breaking into Dave's and cleaning the keyboard, and somebody's breaking into yours and writing notes.
Yes.
They're writing wrestling notes on my notes, and I'm like, these don't even make sense.
God damn it, Vince.
That's Stephanie Vacker, what she's called? Vacur?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Aye.
Why would you have such a stupid name as your last name? If it's a real name, then I apologise, but she was not. Make it, write it so it's easy to fucking read, do you know what I mean? So it's like, Bailey had her knees targeted by her, right? She kept going after her knees, and Michael Cole went, Bailey has bad knees, Bailey's got bad knees. He said, just like Trump. I was fucking pissed with myself. And then Trish Stratus came back in her OG gear, her old gear. Yeah.
Did she look the exact same?
It looked exactly the same, brother. Exactly she looked good. And then Charlotte does a fucking Undertaker entrance with pyro in a fucking Royal Rumble. And Wade Barrett even goes like, oh, she's getting pyro. And we're like, well, what's the point of watching the rest of this match? Who's going to win? Is it the cunt taking fucking half an hour to get somewhere. There?
I've got one note somewhere, and it was just like, Charlotte Flair's entrance is too long, it's too boring, and I've lost interest. But I couldn't remember if I'd done it for the Rumble or the Raw after. I felt it both times that I got mocked away.
Definitely both. But yeah, the Rumble,
I didn't even notice she had the pyro for the Rumble.
Mm. And they called it out specifically on the... As soon as they do like the Rumble pyro, right, you can only do it if it's like the Edge thing. When Edge came back and he had pyro and stuff, I was like, this needs to happen, right? That's fine. And Edge's not going to win, and he didn't win, right? And you're like, that I don't give a fuck. Just having that pyro made this so much more special.
Did they not win that one? Did they win the next one?
He won the next one.
Was it?
That was Drew's year that he came back.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that was good.
That was probably my favourite Rumble in recent history. It was just so good.
Aye.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else. Like the last note was actually basically what you just said, where it was like, I felt amazing until Charlotte won.
Sorry, mate.
No, you're right, though. I'm glad you said it, but do you think... So she's picked Tiffany Stratton, right? Do you think they're going to put Tiffany over? That would be very fucking bold, I think. But do you think they'll do it?
That would be... Nah.
Nah. Charlotte Winslow.
Charlotte all day long.
Did one of yous post the picture of Charlotte like she's going after all of Ric Flair's records, most divorced and most title wins? Was that you?
I've never seen Tiffany Strap-On, but I still think Charlotte will be here.
Tiffany Strap-On. I like Tiffany. I'm actually surprised you're not a Tiffany Strap-On fan. I thought you would be.
Who's the one that does the mad moonsault kind of cutter off the middle rope? Is that her?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
No, I don't think she does the
Is she, I think she's in NXT, and she does like a jump and cutter. She kind of jumps off the middle rope, does like a front flip, and then hits a cutter. I'm sure.
Is that Julia or Juliana or what the fuck she's called?
I don't know. I think it's the only move she does, because I've seen it a million times on TikTok and I love it every time. It's real cool.
I think it might be her, but like that's another one that I don't watch NXT, but I see her name getting put about a lot and I'm like, how dare I even say this name?
Yeah.
And then Michael Cole's just like, oh, Julia. Like, no, mate. No. 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 Julia. Jai. Jai. Gif.
I don't get it with wrestling sometimes. Because like they'll take someone like Bailey, right? And they'll spell it with an extra Y in the middle just so you definitely don't get it wrong, right? And they'll be like, oh, and here's fucking Stephanie Vacuyuur. Yeah, and fucking Guyuyalia. And you're like, just fucking write it. Like Jolia.
What's the guy's name for Street Fighter?
There's more than one.
Aye, there's hundreds.
The guy that sounds like Gulia or something like that. Is it the army guy with the afro? The flat top.
Gaius?
That's the name that I kept thinking, like, that sounds like his name.
I don't even know
his name.
Gail. It's called Gail.
Could be.
Gail. Could be. Well, I'm looking at it.
That's who's in NXT. That's in NXT.
She should get Street Fighter, and they get Street Fighter.
So is there anything else for the Rumble you want to cover?
Fuck
good
yeah.
Matches. The title Cody match was fucking class.
Aye.
That Alabama Slam.
Yeah.
Was that the sickest spot they've done in... When's the last time they've done a spot that sick on WWE?
I don't know. Couldn't remember. But it was like, oh, that could have went really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying fucking Sami Zayn's the one that's not cleared to fight Kevin Owens in the unsanctioned match.
I know, that's so stupid. I was just about to say that.
He can fight him in an unsanctioned match. He's not cleared to fight him in a sanctioned match.
Sorry.
MD's cleared to fight in an unsanctioned match, mate.
Yeah, dumbass. That's the point.
My doctor said that to me the other day. He's like, unsanctioned matches only, remember? And I was like, cheers, mate.
Shut up, you fought Brock Lesnar at Tesco and you lost after the pictures.
You can't talk about
whoa,
that.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey,
sorry.
Whoa! That was unsanctioned, right? You can't blame anyone for that.
I didn't lose. I sent you the picture of him lying in the deck next to the shampoo. I'm sure I did. I put shampoo all around the floor and ran away from him, jumped over the shampoo and he went down.
It's like Booker T with the milk.
What other matches were on
the tag match? Rumble? I didn't like the ending of the tag match, especially if it was two out of three falls and the ending was like an interference. Am I right? Is that that one?
Aye. I know, that's what I am, Di. I like their wee sneaky... I think it was their first fall when Gargano was wanting the tag, but he pulled his hand away and it made it look as if Tommaso Ciampa tagged them. But the ref clocked it, they didn't tag. So whoever was the legal man was still fighting... No, he turned to fight Gargano, thinking he was the legal man, and then the ref was like, no, it's still Ciampa. Nice. And he missed.
I don't even think
tag. It was good.
Maybe didn't notice that or didn't remember it, but I did enjoy the match. It was good.
You probably didn't because you don't pay attention.
I do pay attention. It's a good match. I enjoyed that one.
It was.
Do you know how little I pay attention, right?
You didn't even know there was a tag match.
Well, this is the close. I
didn't know it was 33.
It was on. So I was watching it at work, and I was trying to catch up. So I was like, right, I'll watch that tomorrow, the tag match, because I need to see the Rumble, so I don't get any spoilers. So I skipped it, and then I watched the title match, and then the Rumble. And I was like, right, I'll watch it tomorrow. And tomorrow never happened. I never watched it. So I still haven't seen it.
Oh, no way.
It was a banger. It was
and really I actually forgotten about it until you just mentioned it there. And then instantly I went, I knew there was something I had to do. Should I go back and watch it?
It was good, but I wouldn't watch it now that, you know, it's a scrape finish. And it was two straight falls. The second one was a interference. You're like, nah.
Right.
Aye. Who the fuck wrote next you're going and to tell me Charlotte Flair's winning the fucking Royal Rumble?
Did the cunts that interfere, did they not interfere to help the cunts that they were actually against, they wanted to have a match against?
They done a right screwy interference, so they helped the people they didn't want to
Machine guns lost, was it? Was it Machine Guns and DIY one?
Machine guns and DIY.
See, I don't watch enough WWE. I know Machine Guns, but I didn't know DIY. I'm kind of getting there, mate. I'm going in WWE again.
I'm proud of you.
I'm quite enjoying it. It's been good.
It's been really good recently.
It's easier now because it's Netflix now. You can just hit play. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, is just watch what I'm enjoying watching. I don't want to fucking slog through everything now. So if something catches my attention, I'll just watch it.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's like I'll kind of skip through a lot of shit.
Yeah, like Collision this week. Collision was really good. Grand Slam, was it the Grand Slam Australia?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I watched most of it, but I skipped through a bit of it.
Yeah, well, I skipped the Mercedes Moné and Harley Cameron.
That was the banger, that was the one I put in the chat, but I couldn't. Harley Cameron.
I love myself too much, self-care is underappreciated.
Well, you should have watched that match then, because you would have really...
cared for myself during that.
So... why is this Harley Cameron match all stuck together, Dave? What's going on?
I feel like I watch WWE like a podcast. See if I just fuck about the house. Like, my flat's small enough, I can like listen to the promos fucking about the house, and then it's like, oh, there's a match starting. I just hear the bell and I run in. It's great.
That's actually fair. That sounds like a good way to watch it.
Collision, you've got to sit down because it's kind of fast. Promos are like 2 seconds, and the next minute Moxley's shouting at his wife, and then you're back to another match.
He's shouting about violence and some other stuff that doesn't make any sense, but he's pretty angry about it. And then a match starts.
Christian is going to get involved in this upcoming Revolution match between Cope?
That'd be horrible. He took
Cope
afterwards.
Have you got the Revolution card up there? When is Revolution?
I'll find it March the 9th.
Oofed.
Right.
But they kind of announced Kenny Omega versus Takeshka. Is Takeshka got a title?
I believe he does.
Was it the international
Continental?
One
Continental is Okada. What has he got?
The international, whatever, I think. The one Orange Cassidy they had for ages.
The KFC pre-show champ, whatever the fuck.
Well, they kind of announced that match coming up for Revolution, but then they says, oh, actually, it's a number one contenders for the title match before this one at Revolution between two guys. Then the winner of that match is going to fight Takeshka, and then whoever wins between Takeshka and his challenger is then going to fight Kenny Omega. So it's like a long way to go before you're even getting that. It is, it's the international championship.
You're right. And then it's so John Moxley is okay, so he's fighting Cope. I can't call him Cope.
Just a straight up match.
And then
until everybody gets involved. Everybody's gonna get involved.
Everybody always gets involved.
Nah. Like I enjoy the pay-per-views on AEW, and the weekly TV is kind of fucking boring me a wee bit. But yeah. I'm still like, pay-per-views are gonna be class.
Pay-per-views always good.
But with the last one, it was just that fuck about a four-way, wasn't it? And then all the Death Riders got involved. And you're like,
I don't like that. I'm involved.
I'm bored of it. It was like, it's like it had potential to be like the NWO, but it's just kind of crap.
Aye. I like the tune. I like their entrance tune. That's fucking.
I was just about to say fucking hate their entrance tune.
Do you?
Yeah. I like it. It's boring.
It's on my Spotify now.
Well, sorry, Andy.
Yeah, it just gives me the NWO vibes. See, like, just with the guitar.
With a bomb.
Yeah.
Apparently, so I'm looking up the card for Revolution here. The first match is going to be that fucking Big Boom AJ with Big Justice.
Boom! The Costco guys.
I like, right. Did you see what happened about them? All the controversy that they caused.
Who the fuck are these guys? What's going on?
Right, I'm
going
to tell you a story. Have you heard what happened with the guy's brother died, and they were on a live on their TikTok or whatever, and the guy says, my brother died, and he's like, oh, sorry, but your brother died, we'll give you three big booms for him. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no.
And everybody was crying up saying,
oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Guys, if I die before you, can you get me three big booms?
Oh, mate, I'll get you five booms.
Oh, mate, that's the best. I need five booms.
That's mad.
What the right? What are these guys like? What are they? Are they?
I think Big Boom AJ was a wrestler. I'm not sure how big he was. Back
Who's
whenever.
Big Justice?
That's his son. But like, they have a TikTok channel and they're called the Costco guys or something.
Right.
Well, maybe it's like they're more than that. But this is how I heard about them. They had they were the Costco guys on TikTok, and they would just go buy a load of shit for Costco.
Aye,
right.
But I didn't even watch the video. I think that's the premise. That they buy shit for Costco, and they're the Costco guys.
Mike, have you got TikTok?
They're just.
I do, yeah.
Right, all right. Because I was going to say, if you don't have TikTok, you'll never get it. But like, if I get TikTok, I was watching a guy on TikTok who was like sellotaping cans of lager at his head and CDs face and talking in a funny voice and all that, and he had not even a different planet. And I was just to send Andy all the time. So that's what TikTok's all about.
Who's he on? Trevlock?
Aye, Trevlock. Oh, with bottles
I know
of
about that. Yeah.
Have you seen him?
The Trevlock guy?
Yeah, I've seen the guy.
Right, enough. Stop. I'll be here all day.
I've seen the guy. There's a guy on mine that keeps popping up, and he batters lettuce. See, he'll get like a big fucking thing of lettuce, a head of lettuce, and he will nut it and fucking elbow it until it breaks. And like the guy's like braining himself. It's like, I'm telling you, CTE.
There's an algorithm that tells you, that gives you what you like on TikTok.
I know
for
knows
a fact
a
it works,
man.
And you get a man smashing cabbages. What are you doing in your spare time?
I'm like, no, I wanted a man beating vegetables, not fucking lettuce. We're all getting cut today. We're all gonna get cut. Well,
right, the boom. See there you go. That's who the boom guy is. We all just worked out amongst right. He's a TikTok guy.
I can't believe he's fighting nobody yet. Like, we'll get somebody on the day.
Is that a surprise? Is it just like a
Eddie King? It's just to TBD. Be announced.
Imagine Eddie Kingston just come out and smashed him and says, right, no
Eddie
more
Kingston
bullshit.
Just come out. Like, mate, what the fuck's this?
Is he still kicking about?
I go out injured and this is the bullshit that's happening.
Injured.
Got snaps his Costco card in the ring.
That'd be funny. Ricky Starks, what's going on? So, wait, is he WWE yet?
He's debuted in NXT.
Oh, see, that's
you
what
joking?
Happens when you... Right, if I know you don't watch it, I'll put it in the chat.
I say debuted. He got no entrance music, no match. He got a microphone.
He came out and he was like... I'm sticky
I don't
farts.
Even know if he was meant to be there.
Hey, somebody went, that's sticky farts.
No, it came out on NXT, was it a week ago today or tomorrow?
Aye.
It was like the one before their pay-per-view, because they had that pay-per-view on Saturday
week,
Night Vengeance.
Just back and I told
So it was last week. He just showed up in the audience and they just cut a promo talking about how he's a massive superstar.
All right.
And he's now in WWE.
Oh, cool. Is he called Ricky Starks?
Sorry?
Is he called Ricky Starks?
Yes, I believe so.
Aye.
They didn't give him any stupid name. It wasn't like, oh my god, there's Stevie Nicks.
I'm waiting for this one, right? I seen him, he walked in, right? And what happened was a fan went, a point of seat, sir, mate. And then he went, oh shit, that's Ricky Starks. Sorry, I had to say that one. Plenty empty seats, mate, sat anyway. Whoa. He just walked in a white tank top.
Don't we all?
No star power at all.
Well, was he a tag team with Ethan Page?
I don't think so.
Were they not? No, did Ethan they not tag Page, in AEW?
Was Ethan Page not part of the... What was that guy's name again? The fucking... He was an asshole and he had... He gave...
Chris Jericho.
No, he wasn't that bad. It was the... What's his name? Dan... Summon Dan... Not Bulzerian. Dan... Dan the man, you know the guy I'm on about. You know America Top Team.
Mate. There is America no Top Dan. Team. America They've got top like five team. Irons in AEW, not a single Dan.
Like there's a Dan. Dave knows the Dan.
It was all get like MMA fighters. Oh, the cunt
feuding with Jericho.
Yeah. Yes. Aye. I think so. Dan.
He was feuding against Jericho.
He was fucking
wasn't
great. That guy. He was a fucking arsehole.
I liked him.
I did as well. Dan. Fuck me,
man. We're going to be here forever.
He was the one America Top Team. The mad bird, the mad UFC bird.
Yeah, Paige Van Zandt.
Aye, I liked her.
Why? American Top Team, because he was the... Because that's an actual fucking group. Dan Lambert, get it right round you, Randy. Dan Lambert.
Right, well, I was right. He never signed to AEW, right? He's kicked in the fuck off.
Bring him back, put him with Luther, Lambert Butler.
Oh, yes! Fucking brilliant. Fucking book it, Tony.
Oh, right, I was going to say something, but I'm maybe going too far with this one and it's going to get edited.
Oh, Christ.
They could...
Yep, that's getting edited, that's for sure.
I'll check the time now. That's about 42:58. Is it? No, I don't know. 43, sorry. Aye, yeah, 42 I've got my 42 minute mark, if somebody wants to write that down.
Right, have we got anything else going on in AEW then? Because like, I feel like I'm falling behind on it.
Well, you've got Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher in a
steel cage match.
Steel match.
Tony Storm, can we talk about Tony Storm?
Yeah, go on then.
I shat in Tony Storm for too long. Far too long, I shat in Tony Storm. I don't like Tony Storm, I hate Tony Storm, right? Then Mariah May done her bit and I was like, here, that was a good ending to that storyline. I really enjoyed that. Mariah May fucking got a big push off it. What Tony Storm done the other night in Collision was fucking amazing. It was like, remember when fucking...
Oh, when she came out as Mariah May?
No, see when she came out as fucking... No, when she came out as old Tony, and then she got attacked... And then she's fucking, see just the way she done it, she's like, what makes you think of that? I've forgotten. And I was like, no way. And then, oh mate, lost my shit for that. That was amazing. She was going to shove her back up her fanny and everything. Amazing. Loved it. Rip her tits off, shove her up her fanny. Love it. Imagine she did finish it, but just jumping off the top rope and just fucking swallowing her.
I think it'd be a medical marvel, that's for sure.
It would.
It'd be studied for years to come. It's like, how did she swallow a hole with her fanny? poor Mariah May, gone too soon. GBNF. So the Tony Storm shit was really good. And then you had you got the Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay shit. So this is hopefully the end of that. I feel like it's gone on for long enough in a steel cage. If you
Ricochet
can't run after,
that's been good.
Yeah, I knew there was someone else. Ah,
toilet paper
good.
Was funny. I liked the toilet paper.
Yeah, I did as well. And the scissors.
What happened to the toilet paper?
Maybe they all threw it at Ricochet and all that.
Like the Japanese streamers, you know,
I remembered like see when they had the Continental Classic and they were fighting in the ECW arena. Mm-hmm. I remember they were throwing toilet roll then, mm-hmm. and one of them hit him in the dick. So I've not seen much since.
Dick O'Shea.
Do you want to talk about Jericho and Bandido? Would you look at the time, boys?
Well, it's been a New York minute.
Sorry,
it's time to leave.
Short there.
will what? Jericho just fucking go away so we can miss
nah,
him?
Nah, I don't even want to talk about him.
Next. Right, next.
Okay, guys. Next. Bye, guys.
Who else we got? Fucking...
Max Caster. I'm loving Max Caster. Max Caster, best wrestler in the world, and every time somebody comes out to wrestle me, he just gets beat and runs away.
Did you see he actually trademarked that?
Aye, that's the best bit about it, is that he's trademarked it. Somebody should wrestle him for it, but somebody's got to wrestle him for it, and then that'll be a new title. Tony Khan, but yes. An actual title, that's an actual title.
True.
That's not just a belt.
But who's got the tag belts? It's Hurt Business or Hurt Syndicate, isn't it?
The Hurt Syndicate, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like them. They're good. Good guys.
Talking about TikTok. Like the Young Bucks are posting quite a lot on TikTok recently.
Aye.
They've been quite quiet and they've been posting loads on TikTok recently and they're posting videos with Akada the day. So I think the Young Bucks are on their way back.
Oh, they're going to fight the fucking Costco cunt, aren't they?
Yes. Both of them against him and his son. Super
stop saying yes as if that's cool. That's not cool.
Boom, boom, boom.
How many booms would Paul Bearer get? Or Judy Bagwell? How many booms would you get with Judy Bagwell?
You get 69 booms.
That's fucking evil. Poor Judy. Sorry, Buff. I am so far behind. I've got nothing else for AEW, but I mean, I've got the Elimination Chamber card in front of me if you want to go be getting fucking Whiplash. We're jumping about so much. Getting CTE. We're jumping about
Just give us the names of who's in the chamber matches.
Right, okay, here we go. You want the men's or the women's?
The men's, obviously.
What? Men's, obviously? Why is that obvious? Right, men's. So we're going women's. We've got Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne Perez.
Alexa Bliss.
Ooh,
nah, did you say Bianca Belair?
Bianca Belair's in
it.
She's
in it. She'll do.
Nope. You're all wrong. It's going to be Liv Morgan, isn't it? Liv Morgan re-entering WrestleMania.
I know, but can you bear running that back again? I know.
Yeah, one last time. Come on.
Can I change mine?
Nope, right. You fucked it. That's a good one. You like it? Go on then.
So I think
only joking.
Happen is,
you're done. Only joking. You're done.
It's going to finish.
Right. Okay. Who's in the men's end?
No. Yeah. That's it. Over. Dave doesn't get that. Dave doesn't get a second go.
I was going to say Charlotte Flair anyway.
Charlotte Flair enters the Elimination Chamber to win, and she takes on both of them on first night of WrestleMania, her winning both titles,
and then gets married and divorces somebody in the same night.
Take that, Dad. Men's. We've got John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, and Seth Rollins. That's a fucking mental stacked elimination chamber. What the
that
fuck?
That is decent. That's like an
old That's good, isn't it?
Well, good.
And this is to take on Cody Rhodes.
I would like it to be John Cena, yeah, but I think Damian Priest might get it.
What, against Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania?
That's not a good shout,
Andy. I'm sorry. That's a terrible shout. That's worse than Dave wanting to turn on Cody.
Cody's going to go heel.
Nah, CM Punk versus Cody's happening. It just has to happen.
My God.
I don't want to.
I'm starting to think you only watched AEW making the hope that CM Punk would turn up, and then when he turned up, you're excited. Now he's gone, you don't care.
The reason I keep missing AEW is because I'm too busy sucking off CM Punk.
I know. You turn it off every time he walks in.
I'm sorry, Phil. How could I ever cheer you up? Wink, wink. I think the Cena thing is going to drag on. And he's going to get a title shot, like, kind of either SummerSlam or, like, Survivor Series. Because he's here till December, isn't he? So that's got to be, like the end of the line.
Okay, but I'm not going to get this off you now. We'll talk about it if he doesn't win the chamber. But who's going to face Cena at Mania? Unless you've got an answer right now.
Logan Paul.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's money.
Right, we'll talk about that after the chamber. I'm not getting caught up in this. Who did I say? Damien Priest. I think he's going to win.
I say Drew.
CM Punk.
Drew
versus Cody is not a bad shout. That's actually an okay shout. Damien Priest, terrible shout. Drew McIntyre, okay shout.
See if Damien Priest wins it, he's going to be like, fuck's sake, Vince is still in charge. What the fuck? I've been bamboozled.
I've been fucking startled. And then we've got Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus versus Nia Jack and Candice LeRae in a pointless tag team match where they just want to get two good-looking blonde women from different eras in the same match. That's the reason they're doing it.
Aye. Vince is still in charge.
Vince is still here.
Is that Brand Panties Spirit or is it just a normal match?
Surprisingly, not Brand Panties match.
The last one was like 20 years ago. I seen that the other day. I'll check the exact date at some point, but it was 20 years since the last Brand Panties match.
Well, that's the thing, is they can't have two Brand Panties matches on because they've got Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens later.
Oh, that's an unsanctioned Brand Panties.
Unsanctioned Brand Panties.
That is just dodgy.
In a maple syrup mud bath Brand Panties Canadian unsanctioned match, we've got Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens to win?
I don't know. I thought this would have been a WrestleMania match,
and I think they might carry it on.
I think they're going to carry it on to WrestleMania, so I'll go for a no finish, no contest. No finish.
Okay, that's actually fair enough. I mean, if it's unsanctioned, then that makes sense.
I think.
How do you finish an unsanctioned match? Do you pin? Do you pin each other?
I think so.
The cunt said that there'd be no referees. It's unsanctioned. That was part of his thing.
Till death.
He was. Yeah, exactly. Like, you just keep fighting until you both go, we're done. We're done here.
That's why I think friendship will win. I think they'll just keep fighting until they're like, right, kill.
They hug it out.
I just hug it out and then just be like, do you know what? We can't keep doing this to each other. One of us is going to die.
Aye, just in time for next WrestleMania when they're a fucking tag team again.
Aye.
Got each other's backs. Their relationship is just like the Big Show, and it's just turn, pals.
Aye.
Pals hate.
What, me and you?
Nah, okay. All right then. Colleague.
It's less homoerotic than you and him. I don't think I've got anything else. I think we've kind of battered through heaps of shit there.
We did. There was loads.
I didn't really have notes. I just wrote down a bunch of stuff that I now need to censor out anyway. So wait, this is 96. Then we've got 97, 98, 99.
The one before
it was 98. We need to try and do three before we do a WrestleMania one.
Aye.
So we could do the Chamber, maybe something in between in that.
Revolution.
Pre-Mania.
Do Revolution, yeah, and then you can do like you could do the Road to WrestleMania as your 99.
Aye, there you go. And then 100 is WrestleMania, same night as Easter. We can all be eating Easter eggs, watching wrestling, and fucking doing podcasts.
Wanking each other off.
That I mean,
is Punk going to be there, right?
Oh, join us for the watch along.
Punk's not there, I'm not wanking anybody.
If it is, we'll go skiing.
Hey!
Okay, cool.
Okay. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, guys.
That was good.
Thanks, mothers. Thanks, CM Punk.
Bye-bye, driver.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, no.